Luckily, years ago, divers in Puget Sound began to notice something odd. Starfish were disappearing. The sea creatures would get sores and then essentially melt into piles of mush. Sea star wasting syndrome is a gruesome disease, and it spread to starfish all along the West Coast. Scientists still don't know a lot about it. Katie Campbell's a reporter for EarthFix and KCTS Television. Last week, Campbell won a Northwest Regional Emmy Award for her documentary film Solving the Mystery of the Dying Starfish. Campbell says even though scientists have figured out the cause of sea star wasting syndrome, the creatures continue to die.
Scientists are telling me that there's just not very many left. And they're continuing to monitor them. And just as an example, at a site near Bellingham, they went out in the winter this past winter and found that there were 400 stars at one site. And they just went back last week and found there were just 100 left.
So they're not recovering anywhere.
There's some places in Oregon and California where they were reporting thousands of baby sea stars. So these really tiny guys that were coming up and just, you know, just thousands of them everywhere. And everybody was thinking, oh, this is a great sign. But that's really not happening here. They're not reporting huge numbers of baby stars. And, you know, when they are seeing some stars coming back, they're just not seeing them grow to adulthood yet.
Wow. You mean they're dying before they even
Yes.
hit maturity. I'm talking with Katie Campbell. She's of KCTS9 and EarthFix. So this is mysterious, but scientists must know more than they did 2 years ago. So what do they know about it?
Well, after months of research, they figured out that there's one particular virus that's associated with this disease. It's called a densovirus. It's sea star-associated densovirus. And it's pretty rare that they actually were able to figure this out. Marine diseases are hard to figure out. I mean, you think about one drop of seawater has more than 10 million viruses in it. So for them to be able to figure out what that one was is pretty astounding.
So they found out what this is. What do they know beyond that? Here's a virus.
Right. And, you know, it's very strange because this virus was in the water for decades. They found this virus in sea star samples that go back to the 1940s. So what sparked this virus that was seemingly benign to transform into this perpetrator of what's considered the largest marine disease outbreak ever recorded?
Do they know?
No, they really don't know yet. That's the next big question that they're trying to figure out. Some people think that it's associated with warmer waters. So that, you know, warmer waters are, you know, they cause stress to the sea stars and might make them more susceptible to these kinds of infections. And other people think it may have something to do with ocean acidification. You know, we know more about how shellfish are adversely affected from low pH conditions because they're calcifiers, they have these shells. Well, people may not realize that sea stars also have kind of a hard calcified skin that protects them from predators, but that may, in low pH conditions, you know, that may be causing them some problems too.
So what specifically are scientists and recovery advocates doing right now?
Well, there's this whole team that's continuing to go out and count and monitor stars all along the Pacific coast. So they need to understand better how they're recovering, where there's still healthy populations. That could give them some answers as to what are the healthy populations correlating with versus the unhealthy populations. And then there's some more ongoing lab work happening as well. At the Seattle Aquarium, they're looking specifically at that ocean acidification question, like how are the stars there?
So they need to attack this on several fronts is what I hear you saying. They've got to know more about the virus and what it's doing to these creatures, how many creatures there are, whether they're coming back. And then they need to think in the bigger ecological picture, if you will, like what about the water temperatures? What about the pH levels in the water could be contributing? They don't know yet whether they are or not, right?
Exactly.
Huh, interesting. So, anybody who has a kid, I have a son who was little, and, you know, you go to the beach in the Puget Sound and you look for sea stars. They're really great. Other than that, why do we care if they're here or not?
Well, that is the really interesting thing. I mean, we don't eat them. They aren't, you know, a big moneymaker for us. So we really haven't studied them very well. But starfish are considered a keystone species. So they're actually, you know, you might not think about them as being these major predators, but they are. They eat tons of mussels and sea urchins and crab. And so when you take a predator out of an ecosystem, the populations that they had been eating can grow much more quickly. And then that shifts the whole biodiversity of that ecosystem.
So what kinds of changes are we seeing in biodiversity in Puget Sound right now?
Well, it's hard to know exactly what's associated with these die-offs, but some divers are telling me that they're seeing a whole bunch of sea urchins, green sea urchins in particular. They're just seeing these herds of urchins that are all over the place. Now, it's unclear if those are, you know, there because there aren't starfish eating them, or they're maybe just coming out of hiding because there aren't starfish to be eating them. Hmm. So it's unclear what this is, if this is exactly associated with these die-offs. And, you know, they're saying that it could be a lot, quite a few more years before we really understand.
So it's sort of the marine equivalent of whether we have gray wolves or not, or grizzly bears or not. It's it's becoming an endangered species, something that was familiar to us.
Mm-hmm. And when you pull a large predator out of an ecosystem, it just, the cascading effects are everywhere.
Well, Katie, thank you so much, now that you're the inadvertent sea star expert, and congratulations on your Emmy.
Thanks so much, Marcy.
Katie Campbell's a reporter for EarthFix and KCTS Television. She just won a Northwest Regional Emmy for her documentary film, Solving the Mystery of the Dying Starfish.